and the stuff you got to pull off the ear, little stringy
silk, you mean?
Mm-hmm. And you said you had mushmelons. Or yeah. What do you call it?
Mushmelons. M-U-S-H, I think. Mm-hmm.
And after rain sometimes, some little stuff grows out in the grass. Little things that you get upside down. Look like that, shaped like that. Here's
mushrooms. Well, mushrooms are toadstool now which?
I want both words. Which one can you eat?
No, don't ask me that. That's a question that some people think they know, and I don't know. I don't take a chance on it.
Another kind of thing you might grow in the garden would be different types, the gooseneck or the acorn. Another kind. I can't think. They're not a gourd, but they're
gourd? Squash or the
So what was that again?
Squash. Yeah, they pumpkins, of course. And
wow, too many pages. And give a child a pill and he says, oh no, that's too big. I can't
swallow.
What was that?
Swallow.
And somebody says you can do it, and you say, no, I
can't. With emphasis.
Okay. Somebody said you ought to do it, and you say, no, I... You ought to do it. No, I...
I won't.
You ever say I oughtn't, or ought not, or had not to do it, or...
Ought not? Or you mean the word we...
Yeah,
see.
Ought not.
Ought not.
Ought not. And any kinds of owls around here?
Very few. We have the screech owl, some, once in a while. Very few owls around here.
Mm-hmm. How about the... thing that swims in the water. It looks like it's swimming backwards. It's got the great big things out here, claws like.
Isn't it a turtle?
It's not a turtle.
Not a turtle.
You call it a... Well, we used to call them crabs, but I don't think you call them crabs here. You call it a
crawfish?
Yeah. You wouldn't call it a crawdad.
Some of them do they call that, yes. I don't know.
The difference between a crawfish and crawdad?
I don't know. I just don't know. Okay, I'm not enough of a water.
not enough water around here.
Just a, I've been on a lot of water, but, I just don't live on water, you see, like
yeah.
They do.
Well, you know the terms better when you're around it more.
That's right.
What do you call things that get in the hen house and eat the hens? In polite language, if possible. What kind of animals get in the hen house? Would you call these varmints?
Oh, you mean just the
general term?
General term. Oh, yes. I think you were trying to think of what skunks used to get in once in a while, but and then they.
Weasels? Minks?
Yeah, minks and weasels. We've had very little trouble. Of course, we haven't raised any for years, but they used to get in once in a great while. But they just kill them and suck the blood.
And these are the kind of animals you'd call, the general term would be...
Varmints, that's right. I didn't know you wanted varmints.
But a varmint wouldn't be a bug that gets in the pantry. Or
no.
A mouse that gets in the flour.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't call that a varmint. Environment would be something that gets in and kills chickens.
Yeah, that's why I'd term it.